The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Oakland, it's 7 o'clock.
I'm John Lobertini in the KGO Newsroom. Our top story at 7 o'clock, a priest scandal in the Diocese of San Francisco.
We're asking for the removal of Father Ilo and Father Driscoll from Star of the Sea Parish. We think they don't belong in a parish where there's an active elementary school.
KGO has learned the parents at Star of the Sea Church and School are preparing tonight to formally ask for the removal of Father Joseph Ilo. Ilo, as we first told you on Thursday, was the subject of a civil lawsuit 10 years ago, alleging he tried to cover up two cases of priest sex abuse and inflicted emotional distress on an 11-year-old girl who turned to him for help. Ilo came to Star of the Sea in August from Modesto, and parents there have been concerned about his leadership even before this newest revelation. Christy Brooks says her two sons recently brought home a religious study guide that was filled with wildly inappropriate questions for children at the K-8 school.
From the examination of conscience pamphlet that was handed to the children, did I perform impure acts on myself, masturbation, or with another, adultery, fornication, or sodomy? Think about a 7-year-old reading some of this.
Brooks says parents will formally ask controversial Archbishop Salvatore Cordiglione to remove Father Ilo from Star of the Sea tomorrow, as well as his top lieutenant, Father Patrick Driscoll.
People can lie. Physical evidence doesn't lie.
The family of a Guatemalan man shot and killed by San Francisco police is now suing the department for what they're calling his murder. Here's KGO 810's Mike Simpson.
Amilcar Perez Lopez was shot 6 times at Folsom and 24th after two plainclothes officers said he came at them with a knife. Now a new version of events.
We are going to show the full extent of the lies.
Arnaldo Casillas is representing Amilcar's family in a civil rights lawsuit. He says interviews and a private autopsy show the 20-year-old couldn't have been charging officers because he was running away and was shot in the back.
The trajectory of the bullets support what the eyewitnesses to the shooting saw.
Another rocky day for the San Francisco Police Department. According to the Chronicle, the city has settled a whistleblower lawsuit filed by a former police department attorney. The Chronicle reports the city has agreed to pay $725,000 to Kelly O'Hare, who says she was fired by Police Chief Greg Suhr for exposing his mishandling of a domestic violence case. The city said O'Hare was fired for budgetary reasons. The settlement comes as jury selection was about to begin in O'Hare's suit against Chief Suhr and the city. Well, it seems binge drinking is exploding in the Bay Area, and women are driving the increase. Seems they're drinking more like men. This is Bill Kerr with the Alcohol Research Group in Emeryville.
Working in similar places, maybe more socializing than there used to be, and so women's drinking patterns are becoming more similar.
In Santa Clara County, binge drinking by women is up by almost 36%, although not by as much. Men are also drinking more.
With our booming economy here, I think we do have an influx of young people who in general tend to drink more.
Still holding the title for the most binge drinkers of any county in California, San Francisco with 24% saying they binge drink.
That is KGO 810's Paul Rogers. In San Francisco tonight, hundreds are gathering around City Hall at this hour to remember the Armenian genocide. KGO 810's Brian Pelletier explains in this live report. Brian?
That's right, John. The red, blue, and orange Armenian flags are flying outside of City Hall. The Bay Area's 30,000 ethnic Armenians, and hundreds are here with their supporters for this evening's reception to remember family and friends who were killed in what's being called the modern era's first genocide. The group wants the current government of Turkey to recognize the genocide that happened 100 years ago, and some here are calling for reparations for impacted families. Reporting live in San Francisco, I'm Brian Pelletier, KGO 810.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 7:04.
Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now for Traffic on the Fives, and we welcome Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. Got an accident in San Rafael that's happened just a few minutes ago, 580 eastbound before Main Street. It's actually on the right shoulder, and delays aren't horrible at the moment, but it is stop and go to Sir Francis Drake, and only minor slowdowns across the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge. Northbound 101 is still very heavy from a little after Atherton in Novato up to Caulfield Lane in Petaluma, but it is unwinding. South San Francisco, northbound 101 at Bayshore Boulevard, a minor accident there that's been on the right shoulder for a little while now. Traffic still stop and go back to 380. Westbound 80 on the Bay Bridge is clear until you get to Treasure Island. Then you're going to be stop and go onto the Skyway to 101. Northbound 101 in the city is clogged back to Cesar Chavez from the Skyway. Eastbound 80 in San Francisco, well, you're inching along, but only brief slowdowns on the lower deck to just after Treasure Island. Beach Blanket Babylon is the perfect night out with friends, filled with spoofs of your favorite pop culture characters, big hats, big hair, and big laughs. It's the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. For tickets, visit beachblanketbabylon.com today. I'm Lee Graham, KGOA 10.
Thank you, Lee. On the diamond, the Giants are up on the Colorado Rockies, 4-3, bottom of the fifth. The A's and the Astros just about to start out at O.co. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Rain moving in tonight around the Bay Area. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
The rain will move in around 9 o'clock in the North Bay and then spread southward by 11 p.m. The ground will be wet when you wake up tomorrow morning. That's because the showers will be coming through the Bay Area during the overnight hours and really through here by about 6, 7 o'clock in the morning.
That means breezy and cooler on Saturday, partly cloudy. Temperatures in the mid-50s to upper 60s, dry and warmer on Sunday. Right now around the Bay Area, partly cloudy and 57 in Livermore. We've got 61 in Napa, 58 in Oakland, 59 in San Jose, and 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go.
Tomorrow night on ABC, the 2020 to end all 2020s, Diane Sawyer's interview with Bruce Jenner. I don't want to give too much away, but the interview starts with Bruce Jenner standing up and yelling, April Fools. I'll tell you, I'm happy for Bruce Jenner if this makes him happy. I wonder what Diane's going to ask him. Really, the only question I would have is, does Kanye call you dad?
And it is kind of a transgender Friday, for sure, and a weekend, because we've got a lot to talk about, not only with Bruce or Belinda, whatever it will turn out being tonight, but nonetheless, also big stories, especially, did you hear the Fox News contributor insulting the transgender kids? Because transgender children have been in the news for the last few weeks, okay? Mm-hmm. And one of the contributors said about the transgender kids, when I was a child, I thought I was a Cocker Spaniel. So these kids and these parents shouldn't be deciding. It's like,
well, you're a bitch now, so that all worked out for you, didn't it?
She still is a Cocker Spaniel. All right, now, before we get to all of that, we do have some breaking news this evening with John Lobertini, and we want to start off with him.
Well, Drex, late on Wednesday night, I got a tip that Father Joseph Ilo, who's the head of the Star of the Sea Church in San Francisco,
right,
was the subject of a lawsuit in right about 2005 for things that happened right around the turn of the millennium. Confirmed that, and it turns out that Ilo was the subject of a lawsuit that accused him of covering up pre-sex abuse. He also, in two cases, he also was found guilty in a civil lawsuit of berating the 11-year-old girl that turned to him for help. And I want to roll a part of this because it'll bring everything together. According to San Joaquin County court records, the girls were 11 and 13 years old. In 2001, the 11-year-old came to Father Joseph Ilo at Modesto St. Joseph's Parish to tell him she was being molested by another priest. But instead of protecting her, Ilo broke what the church calls the sanctity of the confessional. Court records reveal Father Ilo made the girl confront the offending priest, Both priests called her a liar, screamed at her, and made disparaging sexual comments about her mother. Ilo is described as emotionally abusive, a priest who preys on single mothers for sex and control. He's also accused of firing a gay choir director over his sexual orientation and then outing him to his unsuspecting Catholic family. Intentional infliction of emotional distress was the finding against Joseph Ilo. There was also a financial settlement. So fast forward to 2014, Joseph Ilo is brought to San Francisco to oversee the Star of the Sea Church. Parents have been troubled by the way that he's handled himself. I don't know if you heard what we rolled earlier, but he's been very controlling, been very strict about the application of the Catholic Church. And I think what I want to do is I want to roll. There's a mother. Her name is Christy Brooks. And she says her sons brought home a religious study guide. It was something that they were asked to read before they, you know, went into confession for the first time.
Right.
And she says that it is filled with wildly inappropriate questions for children at this K through 8th grade school. Listen.
From the examination of conscience pamphlet that was handed to the children, did I perform impure acts on myself, masturbation, or with another, adultery, fornication, or sodomy? Think about a 7-year-old reading some of this.
Okay, so that was handed out to kids age range 7 to 13. So tonight, and we're breaking this story on your show, parents will formally ask controversial Archbishop Salvatore Corleone to remove Father Ilo from the Star of the Sea, as well as his top lieutenant, Father Patrick Driscoll, who also came in August. They will formally do that tomorrow. They have been in communication with a couple of other religious leaders, a bishop and a priest over at the Archdiocese, trying to get Father Ilo removed. But in their words, he's not fit to be around our children.
Okay, comments 808-0810. Should he be removed, and what should the Archbishop do? 808-0810.
Well, what are your observations about what you heard about that guide?
And allegedly, he's accused of firing a gay choir director over his orientation and then outed him to his unsuspecting family?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is a Latino family, very strict Catholic. It was very difficult, according to court records, on all of them.
It's just nonstop with the Catholic Church here in the Archdiocese and the Archbishop and now this.
And whose hire was Ilo? I missed that, I think.
He was hired by Salvatore Corleone.
That's what I thought.
The guy who who's
it sounds to me like he's towing the line.
Well, yeah. And apparently that's what he did. If you read between the lines, it's not hard to argue that the Archbishop hired like-minded people. Mm-hmm. He found Father Joseph Ilo and Father Patrick Driscoll of like mind. The five nuns over mm-hmm. at Marin Catholic who walked out the other were handpicked by him. I don't know that they were handpicked to be at Marin Catholic, but I know that they were handpicked to serve as teachers at a school somewhere. But there is a relationship. So this is you could argue, and that is what these families and some of their representatives are arguing, is that all of this started with Salvatore Corleone, who, of course, tried to get teachers to sign an employee guide.
Right, and hand out that handbook at the high school. Yeah, but this is most distressing to me because, John, bringing home a pamphlet that's asking, for children, what did you say the age was? 7, 8?
Well, yeah, it was 7 to 13.
To talk about masturbation or sodomy or adultery, are they asking them to turn in their parents? I mean, you know, preparing them for confessional. 808-0810. Is that appropriate? What if your kid were sent home that pamphlet? I mean, what is that? Is it really to prepare them for confessional that obviously they're not committing adultery? Why would that be in there?
You know what?
And sodomy, to a 7 or 8-year-old child. Masturbation?
Exactly.
Probably not. They're not even hitting puberty yet.
Well, according to this parent, Christy Brooks, she says, you know, we've got multiple apologies. The teacher, she said, passed the pamphlets out and then got a look at them and collected them back because they're obviously very protective of the children. A few of them made their way home. Christy got one, so she speaks from, you know, a place of knowledge about what this pamphlet looks like. Their questions tonight are, what did the Archbishop know when he hired Father Joseph Ilo? Did he know that Father Ilo was the subject of this lawsuit. And, you know, a lot of questions. They're clearly bothered by it. Apparently, and this is another thing, they had a program there where young girls
some kind
served.
Of collusion.
There were altar. There were altar perhaps. Girls. They were training girls as boys have for, you know, eons. Right. I was an altar boy. Trained them to be altar girls. Well, Father Ilo, according to Christy Brooks, came in and discontinued that program. It has been an all-inclusive church where, you know, families that weren't Catholic, you know, but were sending their kids to this school, which they clearly valued, were recognized in church and allowed to come up and, you know, receive, you know, communion or however. It was unclear to me exactly. But they were recognized. And the kids, and they stopped that practice. And some of the kids were deeply troubled because it was a moment of acceptance. You know, we're all here. This is inclusive.
Well, I have to tell you, if I have a kid and the kid brings home a pamphlet from the Catholic school or any other institution I'm sending him or her to, and it wants the kid to read up on masturbation and sodomy and adultery and how you're going to hell, this, that, and the other, I've got a problem with it.
Yes, they do.
I sure do. Don't you? 808-0810, Catholic or not, I've got a problem with it. I mean, at 8 years old, there is no puberty. So why would we discuss masturbation, sodomy, and adultery?
Exactly. Why are we indicting children for crimes they've yet to commit?
Right. Yes.
Or exposing them to things that maybe they're a bit too young to... Well, they are a bit too young to be exposed to.
It seems really hypocritical to me when the archbishop and the archdiocese doesn't want anybody to bring up the subject of masturbation, sodomy, adultery, being gay, this, that, and the other. These are all evil doers and evil doings and gravely ill is the term I'm looking for.
It's so extremely foul. It's like, can't we just have a little innocence? It is school after all.
Yeah. Preparing for confession.
You can tell that these people are reeling. I mean, you really can. You know, they had to deal with the teacher guide that we talked about. They've taken out the full page ad, written a letter to Pope Francis asking that Archbishop Corleone be removed. This sounds like it's going to get worse before it gets
better. I have to tell you, here's the other thing we're discovering. Everybody's shut down on this topic. All of a sudden, everybody's, you know, their lips are sealed before they become peeled. Who the hell knows what else is going on? That's the way I feel about it. Every week, it's something, man.
Well, you know, and what was interesting, and I wasn't prepared for this, but when I talked to Christy Brooks this afternoon, she says, we've been concerned about this for months, quite frankly. I mean, they came in August, and we figured, okay, there's a transition period. And then the first of the year rolled around, and they've been very controlling, at times verbally abusive. You know, there was the altar girl thing, the recognizing, you know, all the kids in the school, even if they may not be Catholic. And then this development, I mean, they'd already been talking to the diocese about doing something about this. And now this latest revelation, it's put them over the edge. And again, I have a copy of the statement that they'll read tomorrow, it's titled Star of the Sea.
Let's hold on to that, and let me take a break. And then, you know, where do you stand on this? A Catholic or not, you know, it's as I said before, you don't have to be Catholic to be absorbing this stuff. And you have to, I raise your hands in the air and say, you know, I do care. And where's Pope Francis and what's going on in Rome and the Vatican? Why are they not, I don't know, sending some envoy over here to straighten things out? Don't you think so? Again, if your 8-year-old, 9-year-old son, daughter is sent home a pamphlet about masturbation, sodomy, and adultery, what do you think? Are you okay with that? Are you cool? 808-0810 is the number. We'll talk to you in just a minute. First, let's check into the KGO Traffic Center with Lee Graham.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Weatherford BMW. We'll start north again. Northbound 101 is still heavy in big pockets from Marin County Airport up to Corona Road in Petaluma, but it is breaking up slowly but surely. In San Francisco, eastbound on the Skyway at 7th, got an accident reported. It is on the right shoulder, but it's really only helping to keep things extremely crowded. In fact, it's barely moving from 101 to Fremont. Still minor slowdowns across the lower deck to just after Treasure Island. South San Francisco, some good news. Northbound 101 at Bayshore Boulevard, it was a minor accident there on the right shoulder, creating heavy jam-ups. They finally cleared that now. You've only gotten minor slowdowns now back to South Airport Boulevard. And in San Ramon, 680 southbound at Crow Canyon Road, an obstacle of some kind in the fifth lane. Please watch out for it. It's definitely big enough that people are having to swerve to miss it. Weatherford BMW of Berkeley has one of the only BMW-certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners. Their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW-certified collision repair center with BMW-trained technicians. 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Spring is in the air. Unfortunately, so is the pollen. Thank goodness for Zero Res, your go-to carpet cleaner, also cleans air ducts so last year's dust and pollen doesn't make you sneeze. Call now. Clean each room for $39 when you clean at least three rooms, but only for the first 10 callers. 877-321-0739.
Join the San Francisco Symphony for Stravinsky's imaginative breakthrough ballet, Score the Firebird, April 30th through May 3rd. This groundbreaking work catapulted Stravinsky to international fame and is well-loved by audiences around the world for mixing Russian folk melodies with fierce rhythmic energy. World-renowned conductor Esa-Pekka Salonen leads the symphony in this exciting concert. Great seats are still available. Get tickets at sfsymphony.org or call 415-864-6000.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
May I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home. It's called Power Swabs.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, and if you want to whiten your teeth 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. Just swab your teeth and you're done. Try Power Swabs risk-free by calling 1-800-663-1562. That's 1-800-663-1562. 1-800-663-1562.
A lot has changed over the years, but one thing has remained the same, and that's the great advice you've always gotten from Greg O'Donnell of the O'Donnell Financial Group. Right now, the O'Donnell Financial Group is offering its Family Plus loan with an interest rate of 3.625%. That's right, 3.625%. And if you happen to have a loan less or greater than $625,500, then Greg has the loan for you. So call them right now and get a super low rate at O'Donnell Financial. They provide custom financial offerings designed to meet your specific needs. They make the loan process easy and can fund your loan in a matter of weeks. Call them now at 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. Licensed by the CalBRE number 01198426, APR 3.875%. Not all applicants will qualify. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
Head to Orchard Supply Hardware this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the big nursery event. Every plant is on sale. Save on annuals, perennials, vegetables, landscape plants, and much, much more. Plus, save on fertilizers, mulches, and soils. And when you buy any plant and a pot, we'll do the potting free. The Nursery Event, April 24th, 25th, and 26th at Orchard Supply Hardware.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. If you owe the IRS, they want their money now, and it's their right to get it. The truth is they would rather settle for less than bother you more, and that's why they've launched the Fresh Start program to help solve your tax problem once and for all. You could now qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. No one knows this program better than the attorneys at Optima Tax Relief. They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO.
810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, bringing it into the weekend, and we go to the phone here, and we're talking about, once again, the Catholic Church, and somebody, you know, somebody called to give us crap. It's like, dude, you know, why do you always have to talk about the Catholic Church and bash the church? No, we're not bashing the church, and we're not bashing the Catholics. They keep making the news. This is what's going on in your community, and we care. That's why we talk about it.
And let's face it, if something like this happened, or there were instances of child sex abuse, and nobody reported it, what's the first thing those same people they're calling would do? They would say, why didn't somebody tell us? We're here telling you. We're not taking sides. This is all documented. I mean, some of this stuff is documented.
John is a news guy. I'm a talk guy. I'm the one running my mouth about my opinion. I think that it needs to be recognized and it needs to be talked about, and he's right. And
amen,
Lebertini. It's not what I want to be talking about on a Friday night, but it's breaking news. And we go to Ollie in Oakland. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
I have an interesting perspective, and I think a lot of people will laugh at first, but if they do any research, I'm pulling the race card. The whole gay thing was introduced to black people by Europeans. It's very much a part of Greece and Rome. It's not very much a part of Africa. I'm not saying it didn't exist in Africa ever, but it was not something that was encouraged and really became institutionalized as it did in Greece and Rome, which are the two big influences.
So are you saying that the Catholics introduced homosexuality onto the planet Earth?
Well, to Africa, to black people. I'm speaking as a black person because I have a unique perspective.
You are pulling the race card, and you know what? I totally disagree.
Let me say this.
How do you?
I'm 65 now, so I've watched a lot of decades. I've watched a lot of opinions change. Black people were always very tolerant about gay. There was always somebody in the choir. There was a gym coach, female, that was lesbian. And black people were very tolerant. They weren't ready to say that it was...
You're trying to say there aren't any gay black people, or there weren't any gay black people before whites or the Catholics came along. Is it? Am I nailing that down? Okay. All right. Enough. Enough. No, enough. Okay. Next. All right. Yeah. So back to this story of, you know, what's going
just
on.
This isn't just a one-sided thing either. There's the other side of the Catholic Church that is holding a special vigil mass tomorrow at Star of the Sea Church, Geary Boulevard, between 8th and 9th at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. And it is in support of Father Joseph Illo, Father Patrick Driscoll, and, of course, controversial Archbishop Salvatore Corleone. So that church is divided over this. So, that can't be comfortable for anyone.
Well, obviously, you know, as the trouble deepens in the San Francisco diocese today, all this newly discovered court records, I guess we'll see what happens. All right. I do want to move on. So thank you very much, John Lobertini. I appreciate it. Yeah. There's no church bashing, Catholic bashing. And, oh my God, I don't know where that last guy was going. Let's go to the good news for a second. How about last night with the Golden State Warriors? I swear it's crazy. You want to play the soundbite? Yeah. Do we have that? Hold on one second. We'll come back to it. I have this nationally. Okay, so here we go. The Golden State Warriors played the Pelicans in Game 3 of the playoffs last night. Huge comeback. We heard it here. Everybody screaming and yelling, and we were like, what? There's a riot in the newsroom. They were down 20 points and had the third biggest fourth quarter comeback in history, and they won the game 123-119 over in overtime. And they now have a 3-0 lead in the Western Conference playoffs. Here's Warriors player Stephen Curry talking about the comeback.
We're a resilient, stubborn basketball team that just tries to find a way to win. We don't want to be down 20 in the playoffs ever again, but to just find something deep inside of us to come back, claw our way in it, never say that we're done, and get the win.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Curry. And so, again, tomorrow night, we should sweep them right out of here. And thank you very much. All right, we're going to move on with the Drex Radio Show on this Transgender Friday on KGO 810.
If you have trouble getting a good night's sleep, you're not alone. In fact, most adults do for one reason or another. Hi, it's Nikki Medora.
And I'm Brett Burkhart. It doesn't matter if you have the best bed around, if you don't have the best pillow to go with it.
With a crazy work schedule and constant neck pain, a good night's sleep seemed impossible. But not anymore, thanks to MyPillow.
MyPillow doesn't get hot, it molds to your head, and doesn't go flat.
But don't just take our word for it. MyPillow was just selected as the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, the leading authority on sleep health.
That says a lot. Plus, MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable and comes with a 10-year warranty.
And to celebrate MyPillow's 10th anniversary, it's offering its biggest discount ever.
Buy any MyPillow at the regular price, and you'll receive a second MyPillow absolutely free. Just click the 2-for-1 button at MyPillow.com.
And use discount code KGO at checkout to receive an unprecedented 50% off everything on MyPillow.com.
Do what we did, along with 5 million other people, and make MyPillow your pillow. Call 800-299-6893 or go to MyPillow.com.
And don't forget to enter KGO at checkout.
Come to Shane Company for the largest selection of engagement rings, the hottest trends, and hundreds of styles no other jeweler has. It's worth the drive to Shane Company.
Got weeds? Get Kilzall. Kilzall works great on any kind of unwanted garden or pathway weed. Kilzall is a non-selective weed and grass killer that contains a double surfactant formulation that dries on the weed fast to start working quickly. Kilzall is perfect for use around fences, patios, sidewalks, driveways, and more. Kill your weeds down to the root with Kilzall. Can't find Kilzall at a mass merchant? That's because high-yield Kilzall can only be found at your favorite local independent garden center or hardware store.
Well, besides being the weekend, it is Transgender Friday, and we've got a lot to get to as we transition, but that will be on the way in just a few minutes. First, within the KGO newsroom, it's John Libertini.
Thank you, Drex. Well, one more time, we're going to talk about that priest scandal in the Diocese of San Francisco.
And I've had active communications as recently as 3 o'clock today with the Archdiocese.
KGO has learned parents at the Star of the Sea Church are preparing tonight to formally ask for the removal of Father Joseph Ilo. Now, Ilo, as we first told you on Thursday, was the subject of a civil lawsuit 10 years ago, alleging he tried to cover up at least 2 cases of pre-sex abuse and inflicted emotional distress on an 11-year-old girl who turned to him for help. Ilo came to the Star of the Sea in August from Modesto, and parents have been concerned about his leadership even before this newest revelation. Christy Brooks says her sons recently brought home a religious study guide that was filled with inappropriate questions for children at the K-12 school.
From the examination of conscience pamphlet that was handed to the children, did I perform impure acts on myself, masturbation, or with another, adultery, fornication, or sodomy? Think about a 7-year-old reading some of this.
That is a K-8 school. Now, Brooks says parents will formally ask controversial Archbishop Salvatore Corleone to remove Father Ilo from Star of the Sea tomorrow, as well as his top lieutenant, Father Patrick Driscoll.
People can lie, physical evidence doesn't lie.
The family of a Guatemalan man shot and killed by San Francisco police is now suing the department for what they call his murder.
Amilcar Perez Lopez was shot 6 times at Folsom and 24th after 2 plainclothes officers said he came at them with a knife. Now a new version of events.
We are going to show the full extent of the lies.
Arnaldo Casillas is representing Amilcar's family in a civil rights lawsuit. He says interviews and a private autopsy show the 20-year-old couldn't have been charging officers because he was running away and was shot in the back.
The trajectory of the bullets support what the eyewitnesses to the shooting saw.
That is KGO 810's Mike Simpson. Binge drinking is exploding in the Bay Area, and women are fueling the increase. It seems they're drinking more like men. This is Bill Kerr with the Alcohol Research Group in Emeryville.
Working in similar places, maybe more socializing than there used to be, and so women's drinking patterns are becoming more similar.
In Santa Clara County, binge drinking by women is up by almost 36%, although not by as much. Men are also drinking more.
With our booming economy here, I think we do have an influx of young people who in general tend to drink more.
Still holding the title for the most binge drinkers of any county in California, San Francisco, with 24% saying they binge drink.
That's KGO 810's Paul Rogers. A Cupertino teen is back home tonight with his family. 17-year-old Connor Sullivan had been missing since Monday. Santa Clara County Sheriff Sergeant James Jensen says he was never far from home.
He walked through Fremont Older Space, was hiking. He went on different trails. Every night he was missing, he spent underneath the bleachers at Monta Vista High School. He used the restrooms, the porta potties on Monta Vista High School's campus. He ate a fruit from the trees that were on campus and or around campus.
Jensen says Sullivan told his parents the decision to disappear was a spur-of-the-moment decision. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 7:33.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage.
Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
The Giants square off against the Padres Monday, May 4th through Wednesday, May 6th. Epic seats are available for all three games, and Tuesday is our Cinco de Mayo fiesta. Come party like a gigante! Then on Wednesday, we'll close out the series with a little day baseball in the city. The Padres don't have a prayer when AT&T se pone loco. So grab your seats right now at sfgiants.com/tickets. Somos San Francisco. Somos gigantes.
We are SF.
We are Giants.
It is 7:35 on KGO. Time again for traffic on the fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. We'll start in the city again. Eastbound on the Skyway at 7th Street. They're just about have an accident there cleared. It's been on the right shoulder for quite a while now, but things are getting better. It's not crawling like it was. It is stop and go still from 101 to Fremont. And you still have minor slowdowns across the lower deck to just after Treasure Island. 680 northbound, still relaxing between Fremont and Sunol. You're heavy in big pockets from South Grimmer Boulevard up to about 84. Northbound 880, also still trying to unwind. It's heavy in big stretches from 84 and Fremont up to about 238 in San Lorenzo. Just in case they have not gotten it out of the road yet, in San Ramon, 680 southbound at Crow Canyon Road, there was an obstacle, a large obstacle of some kind in the fifth lane. People were having to swerve to miss it. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Thank you, Lee. In sports, the Rockies now up on the Giants, 5-4, bottom of the sixth. Houston-Oakland tied 0-0 in the bottom of the second. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Rain moving in tonight. It's going to hit the North Bay about 9 o'clock, the South Bay about 11. And one more thing, grab your snow chains if you're headed to the Sierra. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Winter weather advisory is going up tonight at 11 p.m. and it runs until 5 p.m. Saturday above 5,500 feet. Expecting 3 to 8 inches of snow at that elevation. Everything's through here before most of you wake up, so around 6, 7 o'clock. The second half of your weekend is dry if you do have outdoor plans. Low 60s to the mid 70s.
That is KGO 810 Sandhya Patel. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got partly cloudy skies and 57 in Oakland, 59 in San Jose, and 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Seven more days until the Age of Ultron. That would be the Avengers. And we have a great Avengers story. Talk about being politically correct or incorrect. They had to apologize for something they said in the movie today. Chris Evans and Jeremy Renner did. And,
no, during an interview.
Yeah, I know. In an interview, what they said about the movie and
about
their characters.
The movie. In the movie. I'm like, in the film.
Yes, they were referring to what was filmed, and I just thought that was crazy. 16 more days until Mom's Day and 28 more days until Memorial Weekend. All right, let me see here. Heather, who do we have on the phone?
We have Ryan Brooks, who's married to Kristen Brooks, who's in John Lubertini's story.
Okay, all right. Let me see. Let's go to the phone. Kristen, good evening. Thank you for
Ryan.
Calling. Ryan, it's Ryan. Okay.
I've been called Kristen. I've been called lots of names, so that's okay.
Well, I wasn't sure which one of you were on the phone. Okay, Ryan. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for taking the call and the time. And I appreciate you guys taking this story tonight, because it's something that's so important for, you know, not only our family, but it's important for all the parents at Star of the Sea.
Okay, so, John, just to back up here.
Ryan.
Well, I'm talking to John Lubertini. John, Ryan, Christian. Okay, so John Lubertini, yes, just to for everyone tuning in, so the story goes.
So the story goes, there is a priest who is in charge of Star of the Sea School and Church in San Francisco. His name is Father Joseph Ilo. He was the subject of a lawsuit it was a civil court case in San Joaquin County, where he was accused of covering up at least two cases of priest sex abuse. and accused of inflicting emotional distress on an 11-year-old girl who came to him for help because she said she was being molested by a priest. Fast forward to August of last year, Father Ilo, who remained at his church in Modesto, was hired to come over and run Star of the Sea in San Francisco, unbeknownst to the people at this church. And, of course, this this development about the legal case came to light sometime this week. We were among the first news organizations to report this. And, Ryan, it is parents like you and your wife that are banding together to formally ask Archbishop Salvatore Corleone to remove Father Joseph Ilo, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, John. And thanks for the, it's a pretty, very good, recap of the situation. And I think it goes, it's a little deeper than, what you said. We didn't, when Father Ilo came to Star of the Sea, we had no idea who he was. And, we're, a Catholic school and have, good Catholic values. We don't happen to be Catholic, but, we appreciate the teachings of the school and the church. Father Ilo, came to Star of the Sea and all started making, drastic changes to the program. And I was talking to my wife, this is not about being Catholic or not. This is about, who you are as an individual and who are we, who's leading our children. And we find out that, he's part of a lawsuit, that there was a civil judgment, against him, and that he, terrorized, a poor 11-year-old or 12-year-old a child and inflicted, emotional distress on that person. And, we're concerned for the safety of our children.
And this is all because he did not report the molestation to by another priest to the archdiocese. Is that correct?
Well, I think it goes a little deeper than non-reporting. He tried to cover it up. He tried to intimidate, the parents. He tried, instead of doing the right thing, going to authorities, talking to the parents, finding out what happened, he tried to intimidate, a little 11-year-old girl.
How did he do that?
They verbally abused her. They screamed at her, told her she was a liar. And bear in mind that I had to boil down 35 pages of legal documents into a one-minute story. But what they were accused of doing is calling this little girl a liar, ostracizing the family, and using the members of the church that were siding with the priest, with Father Ilo in Modesto, to systematically try to drive this family out of the church. They were devout Catholics, these people that thought that, of all people, like people who go to a doctor, the trust was practically mm-hmm. implicit. And, there's a lot there, a pattern of abuse that, Ryan, I think that your wife said that she noticed the very controlling, demeaning, but you could shed, you could characterize that better than I could.
Yeah, John, and thank you. I mean, as parents, I don't know if you have kids or not.
Yes.
I mean, our number one goal is to protect our children and make sure they're in a safe environment. And when you looked at, the lawsuit and the report that was finalized, the archdiocese said, that Father Ilo has issues. And all we want to know is to make sure that he's addressed that the archbishop, make sure he went through proper training to make sure our kids are safe and in a good environment.
Well, it seems to me that the archbishop and this father are aligned. Am I correct in assuming that?
Well, their belief system may be aligned. Is that an accurate characterization, Ryan?
I'm not sure. And I really hope that the archbishop had no idea what, Father Ilo did before he put him in the trust of our kids at a school. There's one thing about a church, but when a church is attached to a school and there's vulnerable children, I'm really praying that the archbishop had no idea what happened or what he was doing.
And was your child sent home this pamphlet to, I don't know, what this pre-confessional?
It was the pre-confessional pamphlet.
Right, about masturbation, sodomy, and adultery.
You know, our child was, you know, sent home this pamphlet. Just one, a quick little clarification. The teachers at Star of the Sea didn't pass out the pamphlet. It was Father Ilo and Father Driscoll that passed out the pamphlet. And, you know, if you read it, it's not appropriate for, you know, children of, you know, 4, 5, 6-year-old children.
So, Ryan, what do you think should happen to him?
Well, I mean, we had a meeting at the school. Father Ilo, Father Driscoll were present. We had two bishops representing the archbishop at the meeting. And it was unanimous that Father Ilo and Father Driscoll need to go. They need to be removed from the school.
But would you be of the mind that he shouldn't be involved with a school anywhere else in the U.S.?
Well, I mean, I think that's a rhetorical question. I mean, I really do. I mean, I think if you read through the lawsuit in Modesto, it's pretty clear that Father Ilo should not be around kids, that Father Ilo has no moral compass when it comes to, you know, dealing with, you know, situations of, you know, our children.
All right, so Ryan, I want to clarify something. When did this meeting take place? And obviously it would have been you and your wife would have, you know, said these guys have to go. And then the two representatives of the diocese, which were not Archbishop Cordiglione, they too agreed that Father Ilo and Father Driscoll should go. And how recently did you have that meeting?
So the meeting was about 6 weeks ago. I think it was, you know, mid to late February. It was at the request of, you know, multiple parents, and we had a letter writing campaign to the Archbishop. The Archbishop sent two representatives to attend, you know, a kind of town hall type of meeting. It was Bishop Justice and Father Reyes, I believe their names were. And it was parents, you know, telling their stories. And, you know, we probably had 16, 20 parents who represented, you know, we feel is the school. And every story was consistent, and every story ended that Father Driscoll and Father Ilo need to be removed from Star of the Sea.
And how did they, and they were in attendance, what was their reaction, if any? Did they attempt to defend themselves?
You know, they did not. I mean, when we set up the meeting, and we meeting the parents of Star of the Sea, and the representatives from the Archbishop set up the meeting as a listening meeting. They needed to hear our concerns, so they did not respond at that meeting. And if you look, I mean, go a little deeper. I don't know if you go online and look at Father Ilo. He created a blog. And during his blog, he talks about how the reason why blacks are in jail is because of birth control and divorce. He talks about why Russians are bad. He talks about, you know, masturbation. He talks about, you know, things are beyond the pale of anyone you want educating your students, your children.
Oh, and
he made national headlines, I don't know how many years ago it was, for encouraging the public not to vote for President Obama. I forget exactly what the reasons were, but I don't believe they were flattering. And so there's that is part of this tapestry. I mean, we don't know for sure that these... Go ahead, I'm sorry. No, you go ahead.
At the complete narrative of this, I mean, before he even came to San Francisco, he talked about how San Francisco was Baghdad by the Bay. He talked about how San Francisco was sinful. So he came looking for a fight. He didn't come here, you know, trying to unite parents. He didn't come here trying to, you know, bring the teachings, you know, of our current Pope. He came here on his own personal agenda, and it's something that's, you know, we don't believe in. We have great San Francisco values, you know. We're all Christians. We're all God's children. And this is not about the Catholic Church. I just want to make that clear.
Well, that's what I said from the beginning. You don't have to be Catholic. You can just be a citizen of the Bay, and you care. You want to hear these things. Ryan, I appreciate your call very much, and you identify exactly why I chose to continue to speak on this, and I so much appreciate you and your wife sharing with us and all of San Francisco and our community surrounding areas.
Yeah, thank you for your openness and honesty.
Thank you.
And I think that we just need to make one point here. We're not suggesting that these guys are aligned with Archbishop Corleone, but their actions sure seem to indicate that they're all following the same very
just
conservative script.
Yes. All right.
And once again, thank you for the time. In the close, I just hope and pray that the Archbishop had no idea that Father Ilo was convicted and had a civil judgment against him and then put him in charge of our children.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. I do appreciate it. And that's why we break news on KGOA 10. Let's check in with Lee Graham and the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. I have good news. In San Francisco, eastbound 80 at 7th, that accident has completely cleared and things are improving rapidly. It is still stop and go from 101 to Fremont, but northbound 101 is only heavy now from 16th to the Skyway. Northbound 101, still minor slowdowns from the dumps up to about Corona Road in Petaluma. And in Sausalito and Marin City, you've got construction causing minor slowdowns on northbound 101 from about Spencer up to Donahue Street. 37 eastbound at 121, there's a large road sign reportedly not stable at all, and they're saying it looks like it might fall off into the road at any time, so please just keep your eyes out open for that. Eastbound 37, by the way, only heavy in pockets from just before 121 to Skaggs Island Road. 680 northbound, apparently still clearing an accident that's been there for 2.5 hours. I guess it's police stuff going on the side there. Only stop and go, though, back to Sheridan Road. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free 2-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
The Giants square off against the Padres Monday, May 4th through Wednesday, May 6th. Epic seats are available for all three games, and Tuesday is our Cinco de Mayo fiesta. Come party like a gigante! Then on Wednesday, we'll close out the series with a little day baseball in the city. The Padres don't have a prayer when AT&T se pone loco. So grab your seats right now at sfgiants.com/tickets. Somos San Francisco. Somos gigantes.
We are SF.
We are Giants.
When you need to find a part at a price that's right, that red and blue sign is just within sight. Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Domestic, European, or Asian, CarQuest has the right parts to keep you safely on the road. With over 800,000 products available, you're sure to find exactly what you need when you visit CarQuest Auto Parts. Great people, great products, great prices.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Spring is in the air, and so is the pollen. Your air ducts are spitting out last year's dust and pollen. No wonder you're starting to sneeze. Thank goodness for Zero Res, the Bay Area's go-to carpet, upholstery, air ducts, and grout cleaners. Call now to take advantage of an amazing deal. $39 a room if you clean 3 rooms, plus get a 20-foot hallway cleaned for free, but only for the first 10 callers. Restrictions apply. Commercial customers get free quotes. 877-321-0739 or easily book it online at ZeroBayArea.com.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Finally, Bruce Jenner.
It's going to be an emotional roller coaster, but somehow I'm going to get through it.
On Family.
Those are the only ones I'm concerned with. I can't let myself hurt them.
And The Journey, The Decisions, The Future.
I want to know how this story ends. You know, how does my story end?
Bruce Jenner, The Interview.
If made me who I am.
The two-hour Diane Sawyer special everyone will be talking about. 9, 8 Central on ABC.
And they are.
I'm Diane Sawyer.
Yes.
Tonight on 2020, my exclusive one-on-one interview with Bruce Jenner, where he speaks candidly for the first time and I ask all the hard questions. What was it like being a prisoner for all those years in that Armenian sorority house from hell? I imagined he was like Mandela if he had been captured by Valley Girls with learning disabilities. Are you still close with your sons, Brandon, Brody, and Chloe? Besides the constant media whoring of all the kids, what were some of Chris's other proud moments as a mom? And is this entire transition just the first step for an Olympic gold medalist to live out an even bigger dream and become our nation's first female president? Oh, and at the end of the interview, Kim's adorable little 2-year-old daughter showed me how she's already learned how to dial Child Protective Services. It was just precious.
Diane Sawyer, but not really Diane Sawyer. And so, yes, we will see how this all shakes out. And it's more than Diane Sawyer. You know that this has all been followed. So it's going to be not the Kardashians this coming season. It'll be all about Bruce. Because all of the backstory has been being filmed before the car accident.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
But it's a different name show, right?
Oh, sure. Like, absolutely. Yeah. It'll be on E! Or whatever. I don't know what exactly.
Hanging with Bruce
But
Jenner.
We already know, since it's already aired on the East Coast, that he is now she. So I don't know what her name is, but
right.
It's okay to identify her as such.
Not imagine Thanksgiving at their house.
Well, she needs to get a cat, that's for sure, because...
I'm way more comfortable with Belinda Jenner than I am with Kanye or Kim.
Check this out. Let's talk about the kitties for a second before we go to the news again. There's a reason why people rarely just own one cat. Everything's about cats lately. Have you noticed that?
I mean, I am sick of it.
I know. We have the cat music. We have cat stories.
You can't get away from
this.
Them cats.
So a new survey found 65%. Two-thirds of cat owners would rather hang out with their cat than be intimate with their own partner.
Good
two-thirds.
Lord. Mm. Somebody's doing it wrong.
And we're pretty sure that means 2 out of 3 people would rather...
Wait a minute.
Rather pet their
cat. You know, I'm thinking of a horrible
joke.
Have
sex.
Were you going to say the P word there? I guess in the context of cats, we can say pussy.
Absolutely. Go ahead and pet away. Yes, and more than two-thirds say their cat is their best friend. And 72% consider their cat to be one of their children. And almost 60%, again, almost two-thirds have conversations with their cat. 67% of people say their cat is their best friend. There's a name for these people.
Wow.
It's single.
Exactly. Somebody on OkCupid said, all these girls with their cats, are they single because they have cats or do they have cats because they're single? And I was like, that is a very good observation. I do not know.
All right. Coming up, yes, the straight guy just asked his gay BFF to go to prom with him with the most adorable proposal. And Transgender Friday continues. And what the hell is going on with the drinking binge here in
binge drinking.
And the
well,
Bay
I guess
area.
It's already underway because it's almost 8 o'clock. But, yeah, it is up and mostly among the ladies.
Why
who are
is
probably
that?
About to act pretty unladylike.
Why do
you
think that is?
Could you hold my hair back while I vomit?
We will. And we'll do it next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Join the San Francisco Symphony for Stravinsky's imaginative breakthrough ballet, Score the Firebird, April 30th through May 3rd. This groundbreaking work catapulted Stravinsky to international fame and is well-loved by audiences around the world for mixing Russian folk melodies with fierce rhythmic energy. World-renowned conductor Esa-Pekka Salonen leads the symphony in this exciting concert. Great seats are still available. Get tickets at sfsymphony.org or call 415-864-6000.
This is Ron Owens. In the last couple of months, you may have heard me talk about the great experience I had shopping for a new Mercedes-Benz as a gift for my wife, Jan, at Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco. My younger daughter, Laura, and I were greeted by their courteous, knowledgeable, no-pressure sales staff who made the entire transaction easy. If you're thinking of buying or leasing a Mercedes-Benz, you owe it to yourself to check out how affordable the C-Class and the new CLA are. In fact, check out all the Mercedes-Benz models, even the hard-to-find ones, at Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco. They're on 8th Street between Bryant and Brannan. in the East Bay, visit Mercedes-Benz of Oakland, conveniently located on Broadway in downtown Oakland. Both dealerships have the exact colors and options you want with a combined inventory of more than 600 vehicles. And of course, you can shop online anytime from the comfort of your home or office or on your mobile device. Just go to 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com. That's 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Menards has what you need to beat the heat. From bottled water to air conditioners and fans, we have everything in stock to keep you from overheating. Patio umbrellas are simple but effective ways to cool down while outside. We also carry a wide assortment of sprinklers, pools, popsicles, and more to help keep the kids cool. Stock up and stay cool with help from Menards.
Save